Thank you, sir. The call is now being recorded.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Welcome to each of you on the call. There are only three of us, four of us from the group plus Glenn.
Yeah.
And so we'll just make the best of that. Won't worry about that. That gives us a chance to make some decisions, maybe even easier, huh? We'll just go ahead and proceed. Now, I haven't spent time on conflicts of interest in this little small group, mainly because I think we all have probably conflicts of interest of some sort with regard to IDNs, and as long as everybody understands that, I think we can just, you know, besides what we're doing is just preparing a draft that the council's going to consider. So as long as nobody objects, we won't spend time talking about that. I certainly, you know, VeriSign certainly has clear interest with regard to IDNs and TLDs and so forth, and I think most people, we wouldn't be on this group probably if we didn't have some special interest there, either for our own businesses or personal reasons or whatever because of interest in IDNs. So what we're going to do is, and I hope that you have the document in front of you, it'll make it a little bit easier, but if you don't and you can't bring it up, that would be helpful. I sent out on Monday afternoon, my time, a revised version that included everyone's edits and comments, except for the very last things that Sophia did, because the document was already, a previous version was already being worked on by
excuse me, Mr. Karen joins the call now. Thank you.
Wow. Who was that?
Hello, everyone. This is Yoav here.
Yoav.
Sorry for being late.
Okay, all right. Well, Yoav, this is Chuck, and
hi.
We have Bilal on, Glenn, Olaf, and Sophia.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hi, everyone.
So we're just starting to go through the document. Thanks
okay.
for joining us. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go through it chronologically and look at the edits that are in there. I'm looking at the version which was dated August 6th in the title. It didn't have everybody's names. I shortened it once everybody had gone through it. So and it just basically has all of the edits and comments that everybody inserted except for Sophia made some changes after I'd already given the document to Yoav and Bilal on Sunday, and those are not in here. So Sophia, if there's any of those that aren't captured correctly in here that you want to add, we can do it today.
Yeah, actually, can you hear me? I had it on mute, sorry.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Yeah. No, I did not put any changes. What I just did was I had put everything in comment section versus within the document.
And you put it in the document.
You had given instructions to, which after so many emails later, I lost your instruction. So all I did was move my comments into integrated it part of the text. So
right.
It's not like I had new ideas.
Yeah, no, that's what I had understood, and I didn't communicate it very well. But I did not. We did not use your version, so some of those may not have been incorporated into the text, and we can do that today if you want.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. Everything is okay. Everything is incorporated. I
okay,
don't see
yeah.
any place that it was not incorporated. So everything
good.
I've commented on has been in there.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
and
it's
I think
just
that
thing we had made additional comments, so it
yeah.
looks like different versions, but
yeah.
actually it is the same. I went through it yesterday.
Okay. The first paragraph I come to is the paragraph that starts out, it's on page one, that starts out that the comments are intended to provide the ICAM board and the community as a whole. And there's some edits made there. Well, first of all, Mark McFadden had a comment, and he has suggested adding another paragraph prior to this, has not been able to provide the text there yet, so I'm still waiting for that. He's been on vacation. And then I also added a I inserted some text there. And my comment, I thought his suggestion was good. Does anybody not agree with his suggestion about adding a paragraph? Obviously, we'll have to evaluate the paragraph once he drafts it. But any comments on that? sound like an okay idea?
You mean this is Bilal, Chuck. You mean the comment regarding urging the CCNSO and GEC and interested parties to address the policy? I support that, yes.
No, the comment I'm talking about from Mark is, he said this, I believe that it's comment MM1, okay?
Uh-huh.
I believe that we might consider a set of general overall principles by which we formed our answer. For instance, some text that urges the CCNSO, GAC, and interested governments to address those policy issues that are specific to CCPLD issues. In addition, there's the principle that operational and general policies are guided by GNSO's ongoing work on the introduction of new GDLDs and IDNs. I think a separate paragraph prior to the detailed comments would be helpful, and I would be happy to supply some text that goes after this paragraph.
Okay.
That's the comment. Is everybody okay with that suggestion? Anybody not okay with it? I thought it was fine, and I had asked him right after he made it, which was a couple weeks ago, to go ahead and draft the paragraph. He wasn't able to get to it right then, and still hasn't, but I will encourage him to do that if nobody objects. Now, and that's all my comment said was that I thought that was a fine idea. Now, there are some edits that are made in that paragraph. I added... they're kind of in the middle of the second sentence where it says contains comments related to an interim and an overall approach to ID and CCTLDs associated with the ISO 3166-1 two-letter codes in the context. All I was really doing was I cut that sentence later in the paragraph and moved it up in the paragraph. Any problems with that? Can I accept that change? Okay, no objections. I'm going to accept that, and I'll accept the deletion of that same sentence down below. So that's taken care of. All right. Then in section A, interim and overall approach to IDN CCTLDs. Again, we have a comment from Mark on that's inserted there. And I'm scrolling down to the comment here. Why is it going so far? Just because there's so many insertions there. Okay. Well, not sure what's going on there. Let me do this.
I can read it out for you. I got it in front of me.
Yeah, go ahead and read it out for me. I found it. This is excellent, and I think we should lead with this rather than have it at the end of the response. Okay, that's right. So all I did here, I previously had set what is now Section A at the end of the document, and Mark thought we should lead with this section. Is anybody opposed to that? That's okay. All right. So I can probably delete that comment, and so the order is okay the way it is. So we'll accept the insertion there. And then I'm trying to get rid of that comment, and it's not going to let me, I guess. I don't know why. I think it's probably related to the PC problem.
Chuck.
Yes.
Can we, you're referring to the draft text that has been circulated?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to follow your edit along the way.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. And we're on right at what is now Section A, and the comment by Mark McFadden that that Section A used to be Section B, and I just moved it in front based on his suggestion. No, you okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll have to reject that comment later, I guess. All right. Okay, there we go. Got rid of it. All right, so that's done then. Now, then we go down to item 2 underneath that first paragraph in section A, and there were some changes made there. And Yoav, you had made a change there. And so item 2 now reads, the GNSO should be primarily responsible for the introduction of ID and GTLDs under the new GTLD policy and for developing any other needed policies and procedures and including coordination with other ICANN supporting organizations and advisory committees, as well as with any relevant language communities external to ICANN. A couple minor edits that I made there. Any problems with those changes? Looked like we maybe didn't need an and there. GTLDs under new GTLD policy and for developing any other needed policy and procedures, including, I think that and before including should be deleted. So I'll do that. Didn't I miss that one when I did my read? Any problems with those changes? I think they're fairly minor.
Chuck, I've got not a problem with those, but a slight problem with the logic. If you take indent 2 and indent 3, well, in the context, it's clear what we mean when we talk about primarily responsible for the introduction of and so on. But if you take it out of context, well, it seems like GNSO could be become operational and take care of the introduction. You see what I mean?
Yeah. How would you suggest changing that?
I would suggest that to delete the introduction of ID and GTLDs, but rather to refer to for policy for ID and GTLDs and for developing any other needed policies and procedures and so on. And I think I would rather see something similar for 3, just in order to avoid any misunderstanding. We know what we mean, but this if it's cut and pasted somewhere else, it may look a bit awkward.
Okay. I don't think I totally followed what I... You're okay with 2 the way it's changed, but you think it should be... wording should be changed on 3 as well?
Yeah, well, on 2, I think we should... I bounce a little about responsible for the introduction of ID and GTLDs. If you take that letter by the letter, it means that GNSO becomes operational and takes care of...
Oh, I see. Should we say the GNSO should be primarily responsible for the development of policy for?
Yeah.
For the development of policy relating to the introduction of ID and GTLDs. So then we would probably take out what Yoav had suggested there.
Possibly it becomes a little bit tautological then.
Yeah, because it's kind of covered already. So,
but why do I, what do you want to take out from here?
Where it says under the new GTLD policy, and for developing any. Now we may be able to.
No, but it's important that you say the new GTLD policy, because the notion here was that, you know, this is the framework. That it should be, you know, everything should be developed. That was my idea. So
okay. Well, let's see if we can figure out how to fix this then. Okay. So Olaf is saying that it should say the GNSO should be primarily responsible for the development of policy relating to the introduction of ID and GTLDs.
Yeah, maybe we could simplify it out, because I fully understand and agree with what Joel is saying, and it's just what I disturbs me a little is the introduction of ID and GTLDs.
Yeah, it's not the GNSO that's introducing them. Yeah, okay. You have a suggestion there,
maybe it should be...
Maybe like this... should be primarily responsible for IDN GTLD policies under the new GTLD policy.
Yeah, right. But
IDN GTLD
policies.
Policies.
Yeah. Under the, yeah.
Because, I mean, the overall framework is the new GTLD policies.
Yeah.
That's very correct.
So what came after a GTLD policies?
Then it runs as before, so we just delete the introduction of and add policies of the IDN GTLDs. That's the only two changes.
Okay.
Like this. The DNSO should be primarily responsible for IDN GTLD policies under the new GTLD policy. It may, go on.
Okay, so it's under, okay, that's where I messed up. Okay, so the GNSO should be primarily responsible for IDN GTLD policies. Well, we don't need under the new GTLD policy then.
Yeah, we do, because that is the overall framework and which we agreed on. That's fine also for IDNs.
Okay, so it would read, the GNSO should be primarily responsible for IDN GTLD policies under the new GTLD policy.
Mm-hmm.
And for developing any other needed policies and procedures, including coordination with other ICANN supporting organizations, et cetera. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm struggling a little bit with that under, but what does it mean under the new GTLD policy?
Under the new GTLD policy.
Under the new GTL...
because you can say under the new GTLD policy framework if you want to sound a little less awkward, perhaps.
Under what? Say that again.
Under the new GTLD policy framework.
Oh, okay. That works better for me. That's where I was struggling. Okay. Does that work, Yoav? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay. It's exactly what I meant. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave those changes highlighted because they will be changes that people aren't on the call wouldn't have seen, and we'll finish those up later. Okay. Okay. Anything else on two? Now on three, the reason I highlighted in yellow there is because I was having software problems in adding comments, so I added.
You too. Me too.
So.
Tex, excuse me. Tin Wee has just joined.
Yeah, he was on a little bit ago. So.
Sorry.
So okay. So now, and I if I'm correct here, I think that. Bilal, that was your addition, right? As well as with any relevant language communities external to ICANN? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Any problems with that addition that I highlighted in yellow? Olaf, you had, I think, suggested we may want to change three to be consistent with what we did in two.
Indeed, yes, in order for it to be able to stand alone and not be misunderstood. For IDN CCTLD policies, the CCNSO should be primarily responsible for IDN CCTLD policies, including development and so on and so forth. So to delete for the introduction, just so that it's not misunderstood that they should sit there and vet applications.
Okay, let's see if I capture this. Okay, so the CCNSO should be primarily responsible for IDN CCTLD policies,
okay,
including development of any needed policies and procedures, and including coordination with other ICANN support organizations and advisory committees, as well as any relevant language communities external to ICANN. Is that okay then? That sentence?
For me, it's.
Anybody else? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Going on then to item four, and unless somebody tells me to stop and cover something that wasn't, there were no edits or comments for, I'm going to skip ahead to the next edits and comments. And in this case, it goes to item four, and again, Bilal, I think it was your addition here, because that's why I highlighted it in yellow, because I couldn't get comments to work. And so the you added the et cetera, and then the clause at the end for an IDN CCTLD should be similar to those for an IDN GTLD to ensure that there is no unfair advantage.
Right, correct.
Any problems with that addition?
So that was that added by Bilal, this yellow thing at the bottom?
Yes. What happened there, Tinwi, is that I when I got his, both he and Yoav worked on changes the same day on Sunday.
Oh, right.
And so I took Yoav's changes and saved them in a new document, and then I added Bilal's into that version. But I couldn't get the comment function to work after, by the way, trying for a couple hours. so I finally used another tactic and added them right into the text and highlighted it so that they would stand out. That's all. That's why it's done that way.
You're better off than I was. I just simply couldn't get this to work at all. I gave up.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to the comment function, and I don't know if it's related to the problems I'm having. It sounds like other people were having the problem, so there may be something going on with my laptop that I'm going to have fixed. That's why I'm not connected right now. So, okay. So that's okay. And alrighty. So okay. So we'll accept that and accept that insertion and accept that insertion. And accept that. Okay, so that number on number 5, I just there were some changes made in number 5. Wait a second, what did I do? Did I skip over number 4? Let me sorry about this. I apparently now did we just cover number 5? We didn't, did we?
I think we did.
Oh, we did. Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm showing that it's early in the morning, huh? I don't know what I got lost in myself. Okay, so now we're to the next paragraph where it says the GNSL Council is aware of a proposal for introduction of IDN CCTLDs presented by the Asia Pacific Top Level Domain Association, et cetera. Those paragraphs were inserted by me. Any problems with those?
On the closing paragraph, are we into the next? The GNSO is committed to working with the CCNSO?
Let's take the first paragraph first. Is that okay? Any problems with that?
No.
Okay. What about the closing paragraph? The GNSO is committed to working with the CCNSO however possible, and so on.
Just at the very end, but we will not support any preference. I think that could perhaps be expressed as preferential treatment or something, because preference is very, very, very wide, and it could be the use of preference and whatever. So just precision.
Preferential treatment instead of preference.
I think that's more to the point.
Anybody have a concern about that? All right, very good. Going on then, the next change was just the ordering of A and B, sections A and B. So
you know, next time, could we put sort of these textual stuff on Gmail, Google documents or something that we could see you make the amendments as you go along.
Oh, you mean like using a live thing right now? That would be very good. Glenn, is that
Chuck, I'm looking into that very seriously. I have got ICANN onto looking into that for us.
Okay, very good. All right. Yeah, that's a good idea, Tinwi. And if we can do it, we could use so that's a really good idea if it can be done functionally. So I fully support that. So,
I think we have tried at during the new GCLD committee meeting to use Shinkuro, which provides some of those functions, but we abandoned it at the very end.
Well, I personally didn't find Shinkuro all that that good, but that's my own feeling. But yeah, you're right. We did try that. Okay, going down then to at the end of page 2 there, paragraph A, should this relationship be maintained? And there are several changes in that section there. The GNSO response is, this appears to be a question that should be primarily answered by the CCNSO, the GAC, and those governments that currently are involved in the ASCII CCTLDs. And then it goes on, a consideration that seems important to keep in mind is that the user experience is one of the fundamental motivations for deployment of IDNs. That was, I think, a suggestion by Mark McFadden there that I added in. And again, what happened on Mark's, in several cases, he made some suggestions but didn't change the text, and so I attempted to accommodate his suggestion by adding some text. And that's why you'll see that there. And you can see that I added some text there. And then it goes on, and we had Sophia had a comment there to add a section there, and I think that's what then Tin Wee tried to add in the following paragraph. Okay? Now, there's a part of that I'd like us to discuss a little bit more, but let's look at the first paragraph first. Are there any problems with any of the changes in that first paragraph of the GNSO response? And if anybody wants me to read it, just tell me. Okay, so I can accept those changes. So we can delete the comment, and there's some... I just need to accept all of these changes. Some of them are in pieces so that it's... I do it one at a time. Okay. And then delete that comment and that. Sorry, you can't see this. I really like that idea, Tinwi. That would be super if there's some way of doing that.
You want to start trying now? Maybe I could do something about it.
If you can find some tool or something and pass it on to Glenn and me and Olaf, that would be great.
There's something called WebEx, a company called WebEx. I think they have something like that. I'm not sure, but I think they have something.
Actually, it's just expensive or something, I think.
VeriSign uses WebEx, so I'm familiar with that. Now, I've never seen it used, though, with a live document editing. I suppose that could be done, though, just so you have view into it. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, so I'm aware of that. Yeah, it probably is quite expensive, but I know that that ICANN staff is looking into tools to help the policy development process, and this is certainly one that would be very helpful. Now, let's go to Sophia's comment, and my first question for Sophia is the paragraph that Tinwi added after that, did that accomplish what you were suggesting in your comment?
I think so, with the exception at the bottom. I'm trying to understand the way it's written, but
We're going to look at that wording because I thought that was something we wanted to discuss further as well. So I'm going to delete your comment there, but then let's look at that paragraph, and we'll take it a piece at a time. It starts off, it is also noted that a significant number of territory-based ASCII CCTLDs are not operated as a territory-based CCTLDs. I suppose we should say as territory-based CCTLDs to be most grammatically correct there.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's just minor. And then it says some of these are not even operated by the governments concerned. I flag that sentence, and I know what's being said there. But how is that relevant here? I mean, like for example, let's just be real specific. Let's take one that VeriSign operates. We operate Tuvalu.tv,
mm-hmm.
but it's under an agreement with the Tuvaluan government. They have a say, you know, a say in that. Would that be considered Tenwi as being operated by the government? Since they're not in the back end, but it's under an agreement with them. They and they're a party to the agreement. Is that what you mean? Is that what you're talking about, or is it something different?
Well, I'm talking about those countries that have sort of ceded full control of the system to their DNS system to a contractor. In other words, like as if ICANN data records are in the root server consortium's hands. The root server consortium acts directly on behalf of the community and ICANN to distribute the records and so on. And so, in a sense, ICANN is still in full control of the content.
Well,
so
ICANN is always, I mean, IANA always has control of what goes in the root. But
right, so
even in the situations you're describing, it seems like, I mean, there's lots of CCTLDs that don't operate their own back end to provide their services. So I don't.
Yeah,
think
but there are.
About
the, Chuck, this is your. There are a few CCTLDs. I'm not sure whether the one the .tv actually comes under this one. It's not operated by the government, but you're saying that it's under some contract with the government. There's some supervision of the government, but in some places you don't even have that. Our country, in Israel, for example, the Dalayel, it's just a non-profit organization that got it, you know, historically from the university,
mm-hmm.
and they manage it. And I think that this is similar in some other countries too. If I'm not wrong, also in Mexico, it's very similar. Maybe in some other Latin America countries, it's quite similar. That they have. Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, it's also the same. So it's not really. There's no government intervention.
And I'm fully aware of those. I don't think this sentence says that.
May I go on the queue, Chuck? This is Bilal.
Yes, Bilal, please do.
I just want to say that I strongly support the comments by Tin Wei. Having said that, I think that for governments to go into agreements to commercialize like .tv and .cm for another country or Cameroon, but I think what we're talking about here is that governments that are not in control of their CCTLD, like the example that happened a few years ago, I think, with Iraq, where an entity in the United States had control of the CCTLD, the Iraqi CCTLD. I think that's where we were talking about what you have just said. Yes, it is a not-for-profit entity that controls the CC or runs the CCTLD, but it is under the confines of the government of Israel and similarly with other countries. But for those who do not control SCCTLD, like that in Iraq, the situation, I'm not sure of any other situations, that they should have that control.
Is all of there, could I be in the queue as well?
Jump right in.
Okay, well, I think as it runs like right now, operated by the government concerned, I think almost most of European CCs are not run by the governments, but they certainly run with some kind of in agreement with the governments concerned. So I would suggest that we change it like this. Some of these are not even operated in agreement with the government's concern. Could that...
I think that maybe will be better. I think the main notion here is that some CCTLDs are actually like GTLDs. They actually compete with GTLDs. That's, I think, this is what was the main intention of this paragraph, yeah.
Okay. I made that change. Some of these are not even operated in agreement with the governments concerned. Is that okay? Is everybody, anybody opposed to that?
No, not here.
Okay, then it goes on to say they tend to serve not just the local territory, but also target a wider market competing with GTLDs. While continued maintenance of the existing and historical in principle relationship between territoriality and TLDs for such cases is a matter of CCNSO and GATT to decide. And then it goes on to say, extending this relationship to the newly introduced IDN CCTLDs operated as a non-territory linked commercial de facto IDN GTLDs should be avoided. Is that something that we should be, that the GNSO should be commenting on?
This is Bilal again. I was just thinking the same thing. If it is within the scope of this working group and the GNSO to go into that, and or maybe have a recommendation that the reasons why to look into the reasons for the board to maybe to start an inquiry to go into the reasons for why some of the CCTLDs are not run by the government or with agreement or support of the governments. So I don't know. I'm kind of debating the same question myself.
Yeah, other people...
Chuck, this is your... I want to...
Yeah,
say something. Look, I think that yes, the GNSO should say that. And the reason is that the GNSO is responsible for policymaking for GTLDs and new GTLDs. And if the CCTLD process, and I think that we probably most of the people here will agree with me, that if the CCTLD process will be in some way used or maybe you can say badly used for actually taking CCTLDs and making them actual GTLDs, IDN GTLDs, while you're running a process of new IDN GTLDs through the GNSO, I think that's something none of us really want. And
I didn't follow all of that, Yoav. Now,
okay,
if a CCTLD is being operated by in cooperation, in agreement with, through an agreement with the government. If there's profit involved with that, that's a problem.
If what? Sorry.
If there's profit involved, is that a problem?
Profit? No.
Oh, okay. So that.
No. The fact that is that you know the way it is. Well, I think that it will break down to what will be the strings, actually. And if some strings will be used as GTLDs, when they were, in this case, they were meant to be used as, CCTLDs, then you know, what did we do? You know, I know that you know, it's in some cases you have like, you know, like the case of .tv or .cc or some other, I don't know, the .fm or others like that, that are actually used right now in some way as GTLDs. I believe that if you are talking on a new process, getting IBN CCTLDs, then I think that it would be the best that they will be territory-based CCTLDs, and that the actual string at the end won't be meant as GTLD. Not something while you're running the same process for launching a GTLD.
Okay, and I think I'm in agreement with you there. I don't think, like, for example, with .tv, I don't think that that CCTLD should be translated into different scripts to mean television.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I mean.
Yeah. So I'm in agreement with you there. I don't think that this necessarily says that. In fact, like, for example, the word commercial, I don't think am I correct that commercial is not the problem? If there's some commercial aspect, if a government or territory makes a decision to use its CCTLD, like .cc, to generate some revenue so that they can, there's improvement to infrastructure and so forth on their islands and so forth. Is that a problem? I don't think commercial is the issue, is it?
I don't see it as a problem, yeah.
Maybe we can reword it, Chuck.
You have an idea there, Sophia?
I was just thinking maybe we can say something like adverse competition to the new IDN GTLDs from new IDN CCTLDs operated other than the territorial or that is the one that's affiliated to the country should be avoided as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Thing like that. Because what we're really trying to say is the new IDN GTLD should not be a competition to the new IDN CCTLDs. No, it's the other way around. The IDN CCTLD should not be a competition. So it's just to avoid adverse competition, I think.
So it should not be a backdoor entry into the IDN GTLD space by virtue of the fact that we are CCTLD and we get one vote or we get one IDN if the APTLD suggestion is taken, and therefore tell you what, we'll invent one that has GTLD mileage and we'll farm it out to somebody for commercial purposes, and this guy now takes it as if it were a GTLD operation. Very much like, I'm going to choose .cm because, you know, it looks like .com, and therefore the likes of the... We'll pick it up and run it as a GTLD.
Let me make a suggestion here in terms of approaching this one, because I think that this one's going to be a little bit tough to come up with the wording. It sounds to me like we're all in pretty good agreement about what we want to accomplish here, but coming up with the wording is going to take a little bit of work, and it'd probably be better. Would somebody like to take a crack at this after the meeting and send it around to the list to see if we can do this? Because I think if we try to reword this one on this call, we're going to spend a big part of it just on the call.
I'll do that, Chuck, Sophia.
You'll do that, Sophia? Okay, and then if everybody else would, when she submits something, and you don't have to do the edited version of the document, just make reference to where you're talking about, and so we'll keep it a fairly short email string, and then we can all comment on the wording and improve it based on what Sophia suggests there. So... I'm going to just write, and hopefully my comment, Sophia, will draft language. on that. Okay, all right, so that seemed to have worked that time. As long as my comments are short, they seem to work. Okay, all right, is that okay with everybody? Anybody have a problem with that? So, we'll come back to, let me see, I guess I'll just, I won't worry about that right now. I've got a comment in there from Ken Wee, and I think that that's what we're talking about. So, all right, going on then to question D, should anything be done about ccTLDs already being used as gTLDs? We have a paragraph there that Ken Wee added. It says, for those governments who do not have control over their ccTLDs and IDN ccTLDs end up being commercialized IDN gTLDs, we must then bear in mind the issue of a level playing field and unfair competition, for example, in the matter of technical, financial, and operational criteria applied to IDN ccTLDs and IDN ccTLDs operated as gTLDs.
Nice music.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Thanks for you for either shutting off the music or muting, whatever the case may be. Let me just open that up to discussion on that paragraph.
So the reason for me writing this, maybe if I could just explain myself, is that the same criteria applied to a gTLD for running a global operation where everybody else has to resolve a very high uptime, high availability, low downtime, you know, able to take millions of hits, that when applied to IDN ccTLD in some remote country in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that only needs to serve its community for its own language requirements, seems to me a little bit more than overkill. And the same criteria, if applied to this kind of situation, will in effect create unnecessary barriers to these little small-town ccTLD language-specific ones, and prevent them from actually getting on up to speed with their own language ccTLDs.
So what you're saying, if the commercialization resulted in the needs of the local language community not being met, that would be a bad result.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but I don't think that's what this doesn't seem to say that.
So that's the example of the matter of the technical and financial and operational criteria. So on the flip side, right, how it leads to this unintended consequence is that for those governments who do not have control of their ccTLDs and IDN ccTLDs end up being commercialized IDN ccTLDs, whenever we put in the rules, we have to make the necessary clarifications that, well, you know, if they are operating as a GTLD, if we can't prevent them from doing it, well then, let's be clear that whatever rules that apply to them should not sort of apply to the rest of the guys. Who are these,
whatever rules are applied to who?
Whom?
Go ahead. What rules, okay, I'm losing track of who the rules are applying to.
Yeah, so if a ccTLD is already used as a gTLD, this is one set of rules, these sets of rules may not necessarily be applicable to those ccTLDs that are operated in a small context, in a small localized context. So in other words, we should make sure that something should be done about distinguishing between ccTLDs already being used as gTLDs versus ccTLDs already that are restricted to that country in question. And then when IDNs are assigned to these guys, that we make that distinction so that we won't end up in the current situation where there seems to be unfair competition for those having a ccTLD being used or misused as a gTLD, like .cm.
So is this and by the way, people, don't hesitate. I'm not offended if you use CC or TV also. But I think CM's a good example as well. So I'm not going to be sensitive in that regard. So we can be real open in our discussions here. Okay, just want everybody to know that. So is this a place then, can we, where we, maybe what we should be saying is what you said earlier when we were commenting in the previous discussion, where the IDN ccTLD should be used, the primary purpose for an IDN ccTLD should be for the purpose of the local language community or communities, if there's more than one language. Is that more what would fit here rather than what's here? Because it seems to me that the way this is worded, what you're doing, it almost sounds like you're going in the direction of somewhere else in the document. I think we talk about, and we do it in the new TLD document as well, this whole idea that the selection criteria as far as operational, technical, financial shouldn't be, they should be minimal, so that there's good interoperability and no technical problems on the internet, security or stability, but they shouldn't be so high that a small entity with less resources couldn't participate. And that doesn't seem to fit in this category. I'm in agreement, total agreement, with what you're saying there. I don't think that's in response to this question. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you have a point there. But what I was trying to say here also included, that was just an example, right, to illustrate that we must bear in mind the issue of level playing field, because we have a situation where ccTLD is already being used as ccTLD. There's nothing really much we can do at this point. So to prevent ourselves from getting into that same kind of situation again for IDNs, we should take into these issues of level playing field and unfair competition and to avoid doing this.
Okay, but this is asking, should anything be done about ccTLDs already being used as gTLDs? It's not really talking about the others, so I'm trying to figure out how we... Does anybody else have some thoughts or suggestions on this area?
It's all up here. I think this goes very much in connection, and perhaps it's, this addition is more related, I would say, to the question A, and the drafting that that Sophia took on herself to produce. It's very closely connected to that. But a few things have been said about... Well, which are more to the point here, should anything be done about ccTLDs already being used as ctLDs? And that would rather be if they are being used to and not serving the local community to the local community's satisfaction. That is something to bear in mind, for example. I'm also struggling a little with this and the context of it. I think it belongs together with A, and should this relationship be maintained?
Yeah, and so Sophia, can you in your rewrite of the text that you committed to, these ideas in mind and incorporate that as you see fit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now, do we want to, though, add something here? Because, Ken, I think some of the things you talked about, I don't think it says it in this statement that you added, might be very valuable here. And do you want to take a crack at writing something for those, and I'm in particular talking about your the idea of a IDN ccTLD being, you know, that the primary purpose is to be, or I can take a crack at it too if you want me to, but I wanted to give you first shot.
I'm happy to let you have a crack at it, yeah.
Okay, so...
You're much better witness than I am.
Okay, well, let me give myself an action item there. Knock world.
Okay.
Add words about using IDN the local. Okay, I will do that. So So the and I'll even highlight that in yellow so that I can see that. And so what we're I don't think we're going to have language like we have here because it doesn't really fit. Is there agreement on that? But we are going to add something, and I'll add another comment that Sophia is going so we don't lose it. Where is that? Okay. Okay, there we go. Okay, Sophia will consider in answer to A. Try not to lose track of anything here. So, okay, I think that is that. Can we? Are you okay with the direction we're going on this?
Okay, I understand your point, and I'm happy that you consider some of those points important enough to be put somewhere else. That's fine, so long as it gets
yeah.
in.
Okay. All right. Good enough. I'm not going to make accept those changes yet. We'll leave those highlighted, and then we'll move on now. And obviously, can we, in answer to my question, you can't really fully answer it until you see what we do with it, and I understand that, but I know you do too. So we'll see what Sophia comes back with and what I come back with, and then we'll take another look at this. Okay?
Okay,
good.
Great.
All right. Bilal, are you still on with us, or did you have to leave? Okay, he had to leave. He warned us in the beginning he was going to have to leave after an hour or so. And he will look at the transcript or listen to the recording on this. Okay, now we're down to should an IDNCCTLD string be meaningful? And in response, and then they cover some things. The GNSO response, we had a comment by Mark, having trouble here getting the comment. There we go. Okay, and his comment is in that first sentence, this is the first place where I disagree with the draft. I believe that the IDNCCTLD string should be meaningful and should represent in scripts of the choice of the sovereign government's choice a meaningful representation of the territory's name in the selected script. Let's discuss that. And Bilal, by the way, supported Mark's comments there. And so what do others think?
Olaf, could I just make a very quick comment? I think it's...
Yes, you may.
Which is what Bilal would have been saying, because I think it's widely recognized that abbreviations, like we've had in two-letter codes or so, doesn't work. They don't work in Arabic script. They need their country names fully spelled out or in some other fashion than a short abbreviation, because they don't use abbreviations very much. So...
I just want to say, this is Yoram, I just want to add on that there was a discussion on this issue back in the meeting at Lisbon, and it's not only in Arabic. This is a problem in many other languages. It's also a problem in Hebrew. I don't remember who were the others that talked about it. I think a few other people said that this is going to be a problem.
Yeah. By the way, the Reserve Names Working Group of the new TLD committee, we also recognized this issue and addressed it, at least indirectly, in the sense that the whole idea of character number of characters and stuff, it starts losing meaning in some scripts and so forth. So yeah, no, I fully understand that. Well, is there agreement with Mark's comment then that, with his suggestion, that the IDNCCTLD string should be meaningful and should represent, in scripts of the choice of the sovereign government's choice, a meaningful representation of the territory's name in the selected script? sounds like it might be a good response here. Do people agree with that? Anybody disagree? And it seems to be consistent, I think, Tinwi, with some of the concerns you were raising about the local community needs being met. Any comments?
I'm trying to think here. There are situations when what might be meaningful to the local government or the local community may not seem meaningful to other people outside. So, for example, when what I wanted to write in the stuff in red was that we might want to consider a mechanism whereby the local language community or the local government or the local internet users or other communities that have a stake in that particular IDN language string or that script in question should have some kind of formal input into the process. And if we make a rule like this, that it should be meaningful, we may have unintended consequences.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And we're going to get to what you tried to add there in a minute. So I think that's good. So let's, if you don't mind, let's get to that in just a few minutes. What I want to see, first of all, is whether now keep in mind that Mark's suggestion is that the sovereign government would be involved there, and if we add to that the local language community should be consulted in that regard, I think we can cover your concern. So my question then is, would it be okay to make a statement, and we may have to modify it a little bit, like Mark says here, where he says that the IDN CCTLD string should be meaningful and should represent in scripts of the choice of the sovereign government's choice a meaningful representation of the territory's name in the selected script. Is anybody not supportive of that, assuming that we deal with Ken Wee's concern? Okay, so we could maybe delete the sentence that's there right now and take what Mark wrote there.
So which sentence are you deleting?
The first sentence, assuming that a government should have sovereign control over its CCTLD, then it would seem reasonable that the government should determine any obligations associated with a CCTLD, including whether the name is used as meaningful or not. And instead, say basically what Mark was saying in his note.
That we believe that the identity string should be meaningful?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So if I replace that, so here I go. Okay, so I the right. Okay, let me just first of all just do a cut and paste here, and I'll fix it up later. And so what I've done then. The IDN CCTLD, it now starts off, the GNSO response says, the IDN CCTLD string should be meaningful and should represent in scripts of the choice of the sovereign government's choice a meaningful representation of the territory's name in the selected script. Now, we're gonna get to Ten Wee's concern, okay? So, first of all, I just want to make sure that everybody's okay with that.
Could I perhaps, Zoloff, could I latch on to Tenwee's concern and perhaps make it, just clarify it a bit, that the IDN CCTLD string should be meaningful to the local community? Because, well, whatever it looks like, me as a Swede probably wouldn't be meaningful to me. So just in order to add some precision there.
So, in other words, should be meaningful to the local community is what you'd add.
And should represent and so on. Just insert local community.
Anybody have a problem with that? That sounds good to me. And should represent in scripts of the choice of sovereign. Yeah, okay, so now it reads, the IDNCCTLD string should be meaningful to the local community and should represent in scripts of the choice of the sovereign government's choice a meaningful representation of the territory's name in the selected script. Okay? Now, let's deal with, and I'll delete Bilal's comment of support there because I don't think we need that anymore. That's, again, I couldn't use the comment function was my problem. So, now, we go on there, and this is, I think, let's see. Can we, do you want to take another crack at how we deal with your concerns now that we've changed that? Would it be a simple matter of just continuing what you already said, or could it be restructured to better fit the change we made?
I don't mind having it put somewhere else that would fit even better than here. Just that I felt that this, at that time when people's comments were flying around, that we should put this comment here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Let's look at what you
want
added.
To take it and fit somewhere else. I'm perfectly okay with that.
So let's look at now. I added that next. Let me look at that next sentence that I looks like I added. I think in response to Mark's thing. Oh, okay, so I could actually delete that next sentence because we've just said it. So that's no longer even needed. But then, so Tin Wee added, then whether the government ultimately has or doesn't have control, input that is formal, sufficient, or appropriate decision must be taken from the local language community, and local internet users and other communities. How about if we were to modify that slightly and say input is strongly encouraged from the local language community, local government, and local internet users and other communities?
Yep, fine with me.
Okay. So it would say input is strongly encouraged from the local language community, local government, and local internet users and other communities. Okay. Tin Wee, is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now let me... Okay. Make sure my formatting's okay, and I'll leave the red line in that so that we can all see what was done. Okay. Any questions on that? You'll all, of course, get a chance to see this. What I will do, I guess I haven't said this yet in this meeting, but what I will be doing today is sending out an 8 August version of this thing so that all of you will be able to see it, and even though you can't see it live while I'm doing it here. So you'll be able to take a look at that and before our next meeting, in fact, comment on it on the list in the meantime, see if I missed anything. Need you guys to keep me honest here. Okay, going to be. If so, how is meaningful determined and by whom? And there are a bunch of changes made here. If we look at the comment by Mark McFadden, he says meaningful should mean a meaningful representation of the territory's name in the selected script. Well, we covered that, I guess we may have to cover it again. Let's see. So the way this thing is worded now with the deletions and everything, it says the government associated with the CCATLD would seem to be responsible for determining what is meaningful. We would propose that it should mean a meaningful representation of the territory's name in the selected script. Is that okay? Those changes? The deletions and the additions? And I covered Mark's comment, I think. Okay, no problems with that? So I can...
Nope.
Let's see. Yeah. So I'll delete his comment, and then I'll accept the changes. Piece by piece here. All right. Step that insertion. Okay, so that one is changed. Now we have how many ID and CCTLDs per script per territory. And by the way, I apologize for the tediousness of this task, but I think it's the easiest way for us to make sure that we're in agreement for what we're doing. So thanks for your patience. All right, so the GNSO response here, and again we have a comment on that first sentence by Mark McFadden. He says, if there are multiple scripts used in a territory, the best user experience would be to provide IDN TLDs in all of those scripts where feasible. I'm in strong agreement with that. Is everybody else? I mean, I think that, again, that's for the user experience, that's important. Any disagreement on that?
Chuck, this is Yoav.
Yeah.
Well, look, it seems good, okay, in general. It seems like something that is in favor of the user experience. I would like to say my own opinion. I've said it in the past. I don't think you need the IDN CCTLDs at all. That's my general opinion. Okay, if you're going to have it, or at least have it, you know, it will be done right if you're going to have it. The reason I think that, because I think that if you provide IDN GTLDs in the relevant scripts and languages, that would cover everything people would really need. We already have over 240 CCTLDs and some of them have also second levels, so it's over 300, I think, even more than that. And I think if you will now let each country do an IDN CCTLD in several languages, we're going to end up with thousands of thousands of thousands of TLDs. And some would think that that's okay. There is maybe a lot of opportunity for different people to to make profits there. I think that at one point that would be not the best thing for the user experience, because at the end it would be there would be so many that people would not really know where to go, won't really be able to remember. So. You know, it seems good, but we must remember that it might cause a different problem, because if we have too many, let's just think that we have 240 CCTLDs, and let's say we have different scripts. Now we're going to have IDN GTLDs in different scripts, so we might get a few dozens of IDN GTLDs, and then we'll get, for 240 CCTLDs, maybe, I don't know, on average, 2-3. So that's another, at the minimum,
mm-hmm.
that's another 750 TLDs. So we're going to end up with at least 1,000 and over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, is that a good thing? I don't know. there are people that think that it is. There are good things and bad things. I must say that I'm not sure that it's so good.
Okay, let me break that down, because I think there are several issues involved there, and just ask some questions that we can talk about as a group. And the first one is, let's just use a specific example. So you don't think that an IDN TLD for China is really needed?
Sorry?
Instead
yeah.
of .cn.
Okay, yeah.
Which is obviously an ASCII.
Yeah.
So if I heard you correctly, you don't think that an IDN TLD for China is whatever China decided it might be is really needed. And that's what I thought I heard, and I'm just trying to clarify. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
Well, not exactly. No, I'm saying that, you know, if there were Chinese GTLDs, China already did what they did, so we know that it's happening. And they are already running an IDN TLD, GTLD and CCTLD. So I think that if you had a GTLD, it could be enough. But if you do have a CCTLD allowing you just an endless number of languages or scripts for every CCTLD, I think at one point it would turn from helping of doing the good that we want, it would be too much, and it will turn to the other side. It would be too many.
Okay, let's not worry about the too many yet. I'm gonna get to that. Okay.
Okay.
Let's. I'd like other people to chime in terms of the usefulness of. And keep in mind, we're talking about IDN CCTLDs.
Okay.
So,
well, the general thing that I've said about what I believe on CCTLDs is irrelevant. Okay, that's just a general comment of my own. Personal general comment.
Okay.
It has no evidence right here because we are talking about how do you implement IDN CCTLDs and what are the effects on the GTLDs. So having said that, I think that if you're already going to do IDN CCTLDs, just allowing any number of languages to any number of to all CCTLDs might be a problem. That's my belief.
And you think the problem is technical or
no? Just think of the different issues here. First, brand protection. I'm just thinking of a normal corporate that would now need not only to register their name in dozens or hundreds of TLDs. Now it would be thousands. Okay, and the next thing is, in a country, so you'll just to do it. In which languages do you do it? Do you do it in every language? And there's the government would decide. And now there are other issues. I've mentioned that in the past in the IDN working group. Just think, and I'll take a very specific issue that is relevant to my country. Just think that tomorrow, the Iranians can run a Hebrew TLD, okay? And they have a few Jewish people still living in Iran. They'll say that it's a language used in the country, and then they can run a Hebrew TLD. Maybe they would use a TLD that says, something like Satan in Hebrew. And dot Satan in Hebrew, they can just decide whatever they want, and then they will just put up websites that are calling for the destruction of Israel and throwing atomic bombs on Israel. Is that something that we want to have?
Well, first of all, with regard.
Well, by the way, if this is not something imaginary, okay?
No, I
it can happen.
But I think we've already covered one of your concerns there in the work that we just did on the previous item, and that is we said that the IDN CCTLD should be a meaningful representation of the country name, okay? And
who decides?
And so
who decides that it's a meaningful representation?
Obviously the local.
So you're saying that it would be the name of the country in the industry. So you say, okay, so you won't be Satan, it would be Iran.
Well, keep in mind ultimately that IANA is going to have to decide whether it goes into the root. So
yeah.
If there was agreement in the CCNSO, and they're the policymaking body on this, that to the principle that it should be a meaningful representation. I think that there could be that could be.
Okay, so that covers the Satan issue.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now I do understand the brand issues, the defensive registration issue. Those are definitely issues that come up when you add new TLDs.
No, by the way, it doesn't cover the political issue that I was talking. Having a Hebrew, even if you have a .Iran in Hebrew, okay. And I'm not sure this is something. Let's go to the opposite. If Israel tomorrow does Israel in Persian, Would the Iranians be happy for that? We have a lot of people that came from Iran, you know, so.
No, I hear you. It's a good point to bring up. And what I'd like to do now is to get some comments from other people on the call.
Yeah.
On this issue.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's good. That's why we're having the call. Anybody brave enough to speak up here?
So are you saying, you're asking me here, that the local community, the local Iranian virgin community in Israel will want to have dot Israel in Farsi, say, will make people in Iran upset because it's dot Israel in Persian?
Yeah, it is totally possible. And you know, it might. Israel is just an example. It's a very clear example because everyone just knows about it. But you know, I'm sure that there are other very good examples from different regions in the world. And I'm sure that this would happen. If this happens, it would people would be upset.
Well, they would be upset if it was the Israeli government being in full control of this Persian language dot Israel, right?
Yeah.
However, it will receive input of local government, of the local community or the local language users, and the community is aware of this problem and decides that, okay, the Israeli government will not be in charge of this domain. And it should be given to that community that will use it,
okay.
i.e. The Persian community in Israel. So that was why I felt that we needed to have that clause in there somewhere.
Okay, so that's maybe also a good place to add it.
Yeah, if a government should decide something, it then has to go to that community concerned and to ask...
The language community.
Yeah, the language community.
Yeah, so maybe it's a good place to add the language community, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So I hope you guys understand the reason why I felt strongly that it should be somewhere in the documentation somewhere that the local input thing should come in, notwithstanding the government's so-called sovereign right to decide on what things should be meaningful and or not. Right. So this becomes a check and balance against a unilateral decision by warring governments, you know, from trying to put things and make it an affront to another opposing government and abusing this IDN-TLD as a linguistic weapon. Okay.
So actually then we've uncovered something here that I think is really useful.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need to somehow add language to cover, and that is that in consulting language community, it's not only the local language community, but the primary language community of the
around the world
of the script that's being used.
Yeah.
Now, who would volunteer to draft something that we can add in here?
Tingui, you offered it, so maybe it's you.
It was you who objected it to it.
No, I just brought up the point, and you guys came with the solution. So you know.
Well, hold on. Actually, I don't think this is too hard to do.
No, it's not. It's not.
I can.
I don't mind to do it. Also, I don't mind to do it.
Okay, you want to do it?
I don't mind. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just write a
comment. Okay. So you just want me to put it here in this section?
Don't worry about where we're going to put it yet. I think that's going to be... That's
okay, so just draft something on the language. Yeah.
Identify this question and item A and come up with some language that we can deal with that issue, because what you brought up uncovers something that I think is really helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to write a little comment that says, Yoav will write some text and submit it to the list, and then we can see where to fit it. Okay.
In
this item or elsewhere. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So,
good.
So that was useful discussion.
Yeah.
So now.
What I haven't addressed was your point that if somebody could just proliferate on the basis that, oh, wow, it's multiple scripts. Well, we'll exhaustively go through every single language known in, on Earth and represent it on Unicode, whether we want it or not, and just grab them all. Who knows? You know, it's a land grab thing. And anything remotely related to a meaningful representation of our country, we're going to grab that too. And this links up to your point about defensive registrations here. A government now wants to defensively register every single known language for no good reason other than defensive registration. Just in case somebody comes in and does a GTLD in a language somewhere in another part of the world that I may not know of, and to protect myself from such a situation, I'm going to do it at the very out front. So this will cause problems with what Guo have mentioned, that I run Coca-Cola, and man, I've got to register all these languages with .Israel, you know? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, and I think in fact that you just volunteered to write something.
So the way around that problem is very simply to cut and paste whatever I wrote above there, that notwithstanding the government's right to do this, right, and create multiple official scripts in that territory, right, that they should actually receive input from the language community out there. And if that language community, so in other words, it's not a trivial process now for that government to actually go do that for 100 languages, because they have to go identify 100 different. So the pain of doing this kind of defensive registration, right, or lodging for a IDN CCTLD would become so onerous that it will deter them from doing this kind of exhaustive thing for the sake of doing defensive registration.
So Tenui, will you take a crack at writing something up in that regard? Because I think this is also a very good point.
Yeah, well, what I meant was to cut and paste that section that says the government, whether government ultimately has or does not have control, input that is formal, sufficient, and appropriate to the decision must be taken from the local language communities, the local government, the local internet users, and other language communities.
Right, but make sure you also cover the issue that of, you know, 100 different scripts for a thing and some of the problems associated with that in conjunction with what you're saying there. So
yeah,
if you'll draft something and send it to the list, then we can work together on that.
Okay, I'll put in an action item here.
Okay. Now, I guess I can, and we're back to the response, and I hope my, oh, rats, don't tell me. So I now ran into my problem again. And my file is hung up. So my ability to work online may have just ended until I re-pull up the file. Alright. Which is going to make it very difficult for me. Operate. Let's see, we've got about 20 some minutes left. Let me see what you think about the following. Because of my technical problem, maybe this would be a time to break and to decide on a next meeting. What do you think about that? I know.
No problem. I have no problem with you.
Is that okay? Rather than waste time me rebooting the file.
Yeah.
So when will we have the next call?
Did we lose Chuck?
Yeah, he's rebooting.
Using his phone as well, perhaps.
Or maybe he's using a Skype phone, you know?
Yeah, you forgot to use it. He was on Skype.
Well, it's not a laughing matter because, see, I'm using a VoIP phone.
And Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. My little headphone got muted. I'm sorry about that. I talked to Bilal at the beginning of the call. He's okay Monday through Thursday next week. Would like it an hour earlier if he could do it. That makes it really nice for Sophia and I. It'll be 5 o'clock in the morning for us, but I can do it, and Sophia said she could do it. Is an hour earlier better for people? Is that okay with people? Or is it worse? Those of us on the call are going to have an advantage here. So
I don't mind it. For me, it's the same.
Okay.
Well, what's the time again?
Hold on a second. Right now we're doing it at 1300 UTC. Okay. That would be 1200 UTC. Are there any days that are bad next week? One of the problems with Wednesdays is that the, like Sophia, for example, has another call a little bit later at 1500 UTC for the domain tasting group. And I don't know if any of you are on the Who Is working group. That's still going on too, isn't it, Ola?
No, Chuck.
Is that one done?
That one's done. It's just the domain name tasting.
Which is on Wednesdays. So,
yes.
So, what about, we don't want to drag this thing out too long. Let's look at, what about a meeting on Tuesday and do it 1 hour earlier? Is anybody not available on Tuesday 1 hour earlier? Again, we can do it at the same time. Bilal didn't say he couldn't make it. He just would prefer it an hour earlier.
Yeah, but I'm coming off a meeting at 6, 2 hours before your suggested time, and I think I should be done unless I'm long-winded as usual.
Well, is it better to leave the time like we have today, can we?
I'm fine with 1 hour earlier. I just cut myself short.
Okay.
I'm the chair, so I decide.
So I will send out, Glenn, you can send out a meeting request if you would, please.
I'll do that, Chuck.
We'll just do it 1 hour earlier on Tuesday, the
14th.
Mm-hmm. And we'll pick up where we left off today, and then plug away as far as we can. In the meantime, if the people that volunteered to write things, and there are several of us that did that, get those on the list this week so that we can have discussion on the list and so forth. Any questions or comments?
Chuck, can you send the draft, you know, with all the changes that you already did so, you know, we can have it?
I will be doing that today, hopefully right away. I think I've saved as I've gone through, so I don't think I lost anything on the problem I just encountered. So hopefully everything will be okay there. And we will I'll get that out today.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Okay.
We
Thank
made
you very much.
Good progress. We'll keep plugging away. Okay?
Yep.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.